Breaker 19, this here's a duck again. You got a copy on me, Pigpen, come on. Oh, negatory, Pigpen, there ain't no way out except for that one Atlantic Ocean. Now listen, drop them hogs off in Omaha and get over here in the short, because it definitely looks like we got us a problem. Bears to the left, bears to the right, we didn't have no place to go. They had us backed up clean to the shore, and them cab over peach don't float. I says, Pigpen, I got me a good idea. Them friends of Jesus gonna save us. So praise the Lord, Mr. Ford, and follow that microbus 10-4. About 110 of them. I says, Pigpen, they just didn't have no faith. They definitely gone 10-7. By the time we got into that Piccadilly town, about half of them was lost at sea. I said, break 19 for a 10-33. What we got was a cotton pick of BBC.
Hey, say, Faversham, looks like the Americans have got themselves another bloody convoy.
Oh, oh, at a thousand.
Look at them all. Half of them are sinking in the Thames. Hello. Some of our crook chaps are assisting them. Good show, actually. Oh, well, 10-4, all that rubbish.
I think he said good show. Good show. And I'm going to have to do everything I can to make this a good show. I'm not going to have any problems tonight. I mean, you got C.W. McCall, and I have Ginny Arnell, so it has to be a good show. Could it be any different? Absolutely not. That's a rhetorical question. You don't even have to answer that. This is Ronnie Allen. Welcome to my show, still with no name. Now, here's how I would introduce my first guest. Here's how I would describe him. He made a bread commercial, and as a result, he made a lot of bread. And he's still raking in the dough. Welcome, Bill Fries, a.k.a. the Rubber Duck.
Hey, Breaker there, 19. Hey, Ronnie, old guys, oldie guys. How are you?
I'm fine, but Bill, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say, a.k.a. C.W. McCall. There we go.
Rubber Duck, that's right. You got him.
What a pleasure it is to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Ronnie. You know, we go back quite a ways, don't we?
We sure do. Back in the days of Casey Kasem, when I first interviewed you off the air, and I said, oh, I got to do a show with this guy one of these days. And actually, I did one back in 1990 when I was at a country music station in Trenton called WTTM. And this is our first radio interview together in 17 years. It's such
How about
a...
that? I had to do that as an American Bandstand show with a CB microphone. I had to do it with a lip sync, you know?
That's a difficult story when you have to do that. At any rate, Around the World with Rubber Duck was actually the sequel to a recording called... What was that record?
Right, a sequel to Convoy.
Oh, Convoy. I couldn't think of the name. I'm sorry. Convoy.
Yeah.
I'm joking. CW, we're going to play the prequel a little bit later on the show. We're going to actually close with the prequel shortly before 9:30. But let me ask you about this bread commercial that started your career. C.W. McCall, I mean, you were really Bill Fries, and that's spelled F-R-I-E-S.
Yeah, well, it's not like French fries, but it's not. You know, it's a German name, Fries.
French Fries.
Right.
What about this commercial?
Well, that was the old home bread company up in Sioux City, Iowa, and they came to us, and I was in an advertising agency, and they said, we want a name recognition campaign. So I created a character named C.W. McCall, who was a truck driver for Old Home Bread. That's the product. Old Home Bread. These commercials got so successful around the three-state region there in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and so on, that MGM came to us and said, would you like to make a record of that, you know? And I said, well, I got a career here going in advertising business. And said, well, I said, why not? Why not?
Why not? You actually use the term why not in several of your records. You go, why not? I think the chaperone, old home filler up and keep on a truckin', which is what we're going to play in a moment, you actually say why not after the chaperone line.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that was the character C.W. McCall had created, and he was played by a fellow named Jim Finlayson on the screen, but I was the voice that everybody heard. And that's the reason MGM Records came to me and said, hey, you know, you sound pretty good on there, so why don't you make a record of that called The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on Truckin' Cafe in downtown Pisgah, Iowa. And so we did, and the rest is history.
I have to pronounce the title very carefully, otherwise I could end up losing my job here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is C.W. McCall and the record that started it all for him. This is, careful, Ronnie, The Old Home Filler Up and Keep on a Truckin' Cafe.
Interstate 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in and pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh,
looking for Mavis.
The old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Now, we've been every place between here and South Sioux, and we've seen us a truck stop waitress or two, but this gal's built like a burlap bag full of bobcats. She's got it together. While she filled my tank, I said, thank you, honey. Name was Mavis. I gave her the money. Old Sloan just sat there watching and wagging and wishing. I says, you wait in the truck, boy. Then I went inside. She says, what'll it be? I says, a cup of your best and a number three. She came back with an order to go and a quart of hot C and a bone for Sloan. I said, much obliged. Old Sloan give a bark. I left her a buck and he left his heart. And the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, Saturday night, and we was trucking along. Yeah, me and old Sloan was getting it on. I said, Sloan, I've been thinking on a getting up a courage, and tonight's the night. Well, I popped the clutch, gave Tranny a spin, took the BB Town ramp, slid on in to the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'.
It never closes.
Old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Well, I got me stool, took a load off my shoes, made Mavis an offer that she couldn't refuse. I said, how'd you like to go for a ride with me and old Sloan? I just had my truck washed. She allowed us out, sounded like a whole lot of fun, but we was going to have to wait until the dishes was done. And was it all right with me if she brought along her mother as a chaperone? I said, why not? Well, we geared that tranny into super low, and the four of us went to see a picture show. Yeah, I took him to the drive-in theater over by Pisgah to see True Grit. Saw the late, late show, old Sloan hit the sack, and then along about 2 o'clock, I hauled him on back to the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on
the
truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin' cafe.
8 stools and a promise.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin'. Oh, the old home filler up and keep on the truckin'.
They got a real nice place there.
C.W. McCall, and I'm not going to repeat the title because I lucked out the first time. I might not luck out the second time. C.W., what a joy to have you here.
Oh, hey, how about those backup singers there?
Those, who are they?
Well, we call them the Puffies, P-U-F-F-Y-S. And the reason we called them the Puffies was because they would speak into the microphone and they would pop their peas. But we had to put foam rubber puffies over the microphone so they wouldn't.
Well,
we called them the Puffies.
I never pop a pee. I'm a professional, not a pee popper. But at any rate, the old home, well, you know what. Okay, we're going to move on to a recording called Wolf Creek Pass. Now, here's the interesting thing about this, apart from the lyrics, which speak for themselves. Your very first appearance anywhere as a performer was not in front of 100 people or 200 people or even in your own living room. Your first public appearance was in front of how many million people?
$30 million. This was the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
How did it feel? Were you nervous?
Well, I'll tell you, before we went on stage, I said to Chip, my composer friend who did all the music with me, I said, hey, you got to get in there and play with the Doc Severinsen band so I'll know when to come in. I wasn't sure I could do all these. You know, that Wolf Creek Pass, the lyrics are about 3 pages long. And so I wrote down the words for the first of each verse on my fingers with a magic marker. And afterwards, I was sitting up there with Johnny Carson. Got through the thing okay.
Yeah.
I was sitting up there, and they had a guest, and Tony Randall was on the show that night. And he looked over at me while I was sitting on the sofa there and said, hey, what's that writing all over your fingers? Anyhow, I just about died. And the crowd got into it, and then Johnny Carson says, well, hey, sometimes, you know, guitar players write the words down on the top of their guitar so they can remember. And I said, hey, you know, I'm just a country guy.
It worked, though.
Yeah.
No, nobody knew that you were the slightest bit nervous.
Oh, but I really was, I'll tell you that.
I know. This is a true confession, folks. And Wolf Creek Pass, by the way, is based on a true story, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's told to me by an old trucker over in little town of Wiggins, Colorado, and that's how the word Wiggins got into the song.
Everybody listen carefully, because there's going to be a surprise quiz after this.
Me and Earl was hauling chickens on the flatbed out of Wiggins, and we'd spent all night on the uphill side of 37 miles of hell called Wolf Creek Pass, which is up on the Great Divide. And we was sitting there sucking toothpicks and drinking knee-highs and onion soup mix, and I says, Earl, let's mail a card to Mother and then send them chickens on down to the other side. Yeah, let's give them a ride.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl put down his bottle, mashed his foot down on the throttle, and then a couple of boobs with 1,000 cubes and a 1948 Peterbilt screamed alive. We woke up the chickens. We roared up off of that shoulder, spraying pine cones, rocks, and boulders, and put 400 head of them Rhode Island Reds and a couple of burnt-out roosters on the line. Look out below, because here we go.
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide.
Well, we commenced trucking, and them hens commenced a clucking. And Earl took out a match and scratched his pants and lit up the unused half of a dollar cigar and took a puff. Says, my, ain't this pretty up here? I says, Earl, this hill can spill us. You better slow down, you're gonna kill us. Just make one mistake, and it's the pearly gates for them 85 crates of USDA approved cluckers. You want to hit second?
Wolf Creek Pass, way up on the Great Divide, trucking on down the other side.
Well, Earl grabbed on the shifter and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5, come up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide, his lip was curled and his leg was fried, and his hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear to the floor and faded right there on the floor. And I said, it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? The sign says clearance to the 12-foot line, but the chickens were stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel in 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off slicker and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down. We run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed in at the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
Okay, the quiz question is, where is Pagosa Springs? Okay, everybody, did you say Colorado? You're everybody's saying Colorado. Is that correct, CW?
Yeah, it's on Route 160, runs across the southern part of the state, and it's right there in the middle, right on the downhill side of Wolf Creek Pass.
Okay, Wolf Creek Pass. C.W. McCall. We're going to move to classified right now, and we don't have a lot of time to discuss classified other than to say that it is based on a true story.
This song will explain itself, you know. Just roll it.
Okay, I'm going to roll it right now. Here it is. Classified.
I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement caught my eye. It said, take immediate delivery on this 57 Chevrolet half-ton pickup truck. We'll sell or swap for a hide a bed and $35. Call 140-RING-2 and ask for Bob. Well, I called Bob up on the telephone. He says, hello, this is Bob speaking. I says, this here the Bob got the pickup truck for sale? He says, yeah. I says, where are you? He says, 14 East on County 12. Turn right on the one-lane gravel road. You can park in the yard. Beware of the dog. Wipe your feet off, knock three times, and bring your billfold. Well, I tooled on east on County 12, turned right on the one-lane gravel road, and I parked in the yard, and a German Shepherd come out and grabbed on my leg. Then I knocked three times to wipe my feet. The dog let go, and the screen door opened. Bob come out and says, what do you want? Says, come see your truck. He says, follow me. Come on, Frank. The dog's name is Frank. Well, we all went past the chicken house, through the hog pen, down to the tractor shed, and then wound up in back of the barn field of cow pies. And sitting right there in a pool of grease was a half-ton Chevy pickup truck with a 1960 license plate, a bumper sticker says Vote for Dick, and a Brillo box full of rusty parts. And Bob says, what do you think? Well, I kicked the tire and then got in the seat and sat on a petrified apple core and found a bunch of field mice living in the glove compartment. He says their shaft is bent and the rear end leaks. You can fix her quick with an oiler rag. Use a nailed starter. I lost the key. Don't pay any mind to that whirring sound. She used a little oil, but outside of that, she cherry. I says, what'll it take? Says, what do you got? I says, $28.15. Says, you got a deal signed here. I'll go get the title and a can full of gas. I put a nail in the slot and fired her up. She coughed and belched up a bunch of smoke, and I backed her right through the hog pen into the yard. Well, Frank jumped in and bit my leg, and I beat him off the crowbar. He jumped on out, and the door fell off, and the left front tire went flat. I jacked it up and patched the tube, and Frank tore a piece of my shirt off. And then Bob come out and called him off, says, you better get on out of here. I went left on the one-lane gravel road, went 14 west in County 12, took two full quarts, 40-weight oil, just get her to the Conoco station. And I pulled up to the regular pump, and then Harold Sykes and his kid come out, and says, I'd seen better stuff at the junkyard, and where'd you ever get that truck? I said, that's a long story, Harold. I was thumbing through the want ads in the Shelby County Tribune when this classified advertisement.
That was back in the 70s. What did gas cost then? You're talking about the Conoco station?
It was just under a dollar.
Just under a dollar?
Just under a dollar, yeah, about 98 cents.
About 98 cents. Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you go back 10 years before that, and it was only 40 cents a gallon, you know?
Yeah, times change. What can I tell you? And you did that song in one take, right?
Oh, yeah, I nailed it, right. You know, and a couple of those things, I did that. There's so many words, and it helps to have written the song in the first place. You know, I just sat there and read it, and the guys did the rhythm track. And so I just plugged it in, and they said, is that okay? Yeah, that's okay.
And that was it. You could have also been the Federal Express guy, because you talk so fast on those records. It's amazing that you could actually talk so fast and still makes sense.
You know, I was kind of inspired by Woody Guthrie. I was a kid that grew up in the 30s and the Depression, the Great Depression, and we used to listen to Woody Guthrie on the radio a lot.
Right.
You know, this land is your land, and then he did all those Dust Bowl tunes, and he was cranking them out pretty fast there, and I always liked that style, walking, talking blues.
It certainly worked for you. We're going to play a song called Black Bear Road, and this is... Really? This is the title song from the Black Bear Road album, appropriately enough. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called Black Bear Road. It wouldn't be the title song. Now, my question about Black Bear Road is, this was the lead-off single, and I guess you expected this one to be the biggest hit probably on that album, right, at that point?
Yeah, that's right. On the other side of the album, which we call the other side of the LP,
yeah, yeah,
we put a production number called Convoy, which was a
right.
story about what was happening out there in the world.
Well,
but we thought Black Bear Road was going to be a big hit, but we had no idea what Convoy was going
to
do.
Before we get to Convoy, let's hear Black Bear Road, and this goes pretty quick.
Me and RJ and the kids was on a camp out in the mountains, and we had us one of them you drive them Army Jeep cars, which we had rented from a fellow by the name of Q Bosky for $30 a day. Buy your gas along the way, take a rabbit's foot, and leave a pint of blood for a deposit. And he explained it all to us, how we were supposed to get to Telluride, which is 50 miles away by way of the regular highway. However, there was a shortcut. But unless we had drove the Black Bear Road before, we'd be better off staying in bed sleep land. Now, pay no attention to guitar there. Well, we took up off in the highway, and we come upon a sign that says, Black Bear Road, you don't have to be crazy to drive this road, but it helps. I said to RJ, this must be the shortcut road you boss you talking about. She didn't pay no mind, because she was busy making peanut butter sandwiches for the kids in the back seat, throwing rocks and drinking Kool-Aid and playing count the license plate on cars. But they wasn't having too much fun playing count the license plate on cars. Well, because there weren't no other cars. Went about a mile and a half in about 4 hours, busted off the right front fender and tore a hole in the oil pan on a rock as big as a hall closet. Went over a bump and spilled the Kool-Aid, and Roy Jean stuck a polo knife right through the convertible top, and the dog threw up all over the back seat. Peanut butter don't agree with it, see? So we had to stop, air it out, and clean it up. The dog run off, and RJ said she felt her asthma coming on. I was sitting there wondering what to do when the entire scenic San Juan you drive Army Jeep car sank in the mud at 13,000 feet above sea level. Well, we shoveled it out and ate our lunch. The dog made a yellow hole in the snow, and Roy Jean got out his Instamatic and took a snapshot of it. Mary Elizabeth drawed a picture of the road. It looked like a whole bunch of Z's and W's all strung together, and RJ took one look at that picture and said the only way she's going down that Jeep car road was over her dead body. And then a rock slipped out from under the wheel, and a U-drive Army Jeep car, well, went right over the edge of a cliff. I mean, doggone it, Roy Jean. I tell you, put a rock under there. I mean, rock! Now look what he had there. No one even bigger than grapefruit.
C.W. McCall and Black Bear Road.
That's a real place, too.
It is.
Yeah, it is a real place. That's a true story, all except for the end there. We didn't actually go over the edge of a cliff, but RJ that I mentioned in there, that's my wife, Rena Jane.
Wow, that is really your wife, so it's a real person.
Yeah, and the kids that were mentioned in there, Mary Elizabeth and so on, that's all my kids. That was way back in the 60s when we first rode over that Black Bear Road.
Well, that must have been a lot of fun.
Back in those... The dog did really throw up all over the back.
Okay. Let's move along to Convoy. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And this is going to be the last one. I'll tell you what, we're going to say our goodbyes before we play this record. So I just want to say, before we introduce it and talk about it, take two. Easy for you to say. You do all these words, and then you do them so fast. I say a few slow words, and I have problems putting them together. I don't know. You have to teach me or learn me. At any rate, CW, I want to just say thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining us here, and I hope we can do it again sometime. This has been fun, and now we're going to talk about the record that made you a zillionaire.
All right, let's do it.
Just two things about it, because then we got to move on to our next guest, Ginny Arnell. You actually are a CB person, citizen band person. Right? I mean, in other words, you were familiar with CB, right?
Yeah. You know, what was going on the highways out there in 1975 was that Congress had imposed a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on all the vehicles in the country. So the truckers had to have a way to get around that. They had to get from point A to point B as fast as they could. So they developed a thing called convoys, and they had the front door and the back door, and everybody in the middle was in the rocking chair. They talked to each other with this wonderful jargon, you know, 10-4, good buddy, and all that stuff. So then they would tell each other where the bears were hiding. Now, the bears were the Smokies, and they were the troopers hiding over the overpasses right. And everything, well, watching for them. So anyway, we went out and bought a CB and listened to them talk, and we found out all about that. So we decided to do a production number to put on that album called Black Bear Road.
It sure worked. I'll tell you, it certainly worked. And Crashing the Gate doing 98 got the record banned in a few states, didn't it?
Right, including New Jersey.
Including New Jersey. Last question, CW, before we play it, and that is, this was made into a movie starring Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw. Did you see the movie? Were you happy with the movie?
We got to do the music in the store for it. When I had to rewrite Convoy for the settings and the place that was taking place, like Arizona. Arizona Noon.
Okay. Were you happy with the movie, though?
I thought it could have been a lot more funny. You know, they took it kind of serious. Now, Hollywood people have tendency to want to deliver a message, you know, so.
We're going to have to save the rest of this discussion for part two, so now you have to do a part two so we could tell more about what you thought about the movie and some of the songs we could play.
Anytime, Ronnie, and it's been
a pleasure
talking to you.
It
brings back a whole lot of memories for me.
Thank you so much, CW. We'll do it again sometime, and right now we're going to listen to that record. It's a legendary record.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck, just sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what's good. They'll honk out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Well, that's the show. And now, a bonus track by C.W. McCall. This is the one I played a portion of at the beginning of the show. Now you're going to hear the entire recording. Here's C.W. with Round the World with a Rubber Duck.
Breaker 19, this here's a duck again. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Oh, negatory, Big Ben. There ain't no way out except for that one Atlantic Ocean. Now listen, drop them hogs off in Omaha and get over here in the short, because it definitely looks like we got us a problem.
didn't have no place to go. They had us backed up clean to the shore, and them cab over peats don't float. I said, Big Pen, I got me a good idea. Them friends of Jesus gonna save us. So praise the Lord, Mr. Ford, and follow that microbus 10-4. About 110 of them. I says, Big Pen, they just didn't have no faith. They definitely gone 10-7. By the time we got into that Piccadilly town, about half of them was lost at sea. I said, break 1-9 for a 10-33. What we got was a cotton pick of BBC.
Hey, say, Faversham, looks like the Americans have got themselves another bloody convoy. Look at them all. Half of them are sinking in the Thames. Hello. Some of our crook chaps are assisting them. Good show, actually. Oh, well, 10-4 for that rubbish.
Well, we crossed that channel like snakes on glass and stormed the beach about dawn. I said, grab your shifters and punch 13. We all going trucking on the Autobahn. Now, Big Ben, this here's the ultimate slab, because there goes a Mercedes truck. He says, break 1-3 for the strudel machine. He just blew the doors off in the duck. How about it?
Oh, sounds terrible, Doc. We are receiving a warrant of war, but the speed limit of the Autobahn is 12 nickels. You travel too slow, but we're going to see you around. We're going to be the same.
Well, we stopped for a coffee at West Berlin. The British had 100 miles to eat. I says, Pig Pen, from here on, it's wall to wall bears. Says, bash the wall, we're going to see. Well, the big red bears must have been in the bush, but we didn't see one all day. So we raked up the leaves and we shook out the trees till we finally had something to say. You got it.
Comrade Duck, you have been given a till daybreak in Berlin to get your cotton picking trucks out of the USSR. You will come in.
Well, we shot them rigs through Salt Mine City with a hammer and a sickle on down. Then we hung the fan through the Sea of Japan, tuned into Transistor Town. I says, Big Pen, this here must be a place, cause everybody's eating with sticks. He says, 10-4, this here is CB land, cause my channel knob just went crank.
Ah, so lovely stuff. You have a nice day today, a better day tomorrow. We catch you on trip drop, this one kamikaze alley. We're gone, so you know.
Year 20. Australia? Mercy sakes, ain't nothing down there but Tasmanian devils and them Q owlbears. What's that? No double nickel limit. We're gonna be there in a short, Pig Pen. This here's Rubber Dub 10-10 and doing it to it like Pruitt used to do it.